This is a recording of ISIS International from the Commission on the Status of Women, held in New York in March 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Since I have 10 minutes, I will start swiftly. My topic is women as agents of change in natural disasters. Asia Pacific is a region where natural disasters occur frequently. Extreme climate events and natural disasters such as drought, cyclone, typhoon, flood, earthquake, and tsunami are becoming frequent, more and more frequent, causing huge losses of human life and property, destroying people's livelihood. So I found some figures I would like to show, which shows how different the impact of natural disasters on different groups of people. 42% of the natural disasters in the world from 1998 to 2008 occurred in Asia-Pacific region. Asia-Pacific people are four times more likely than African people and 25 times more likely than people of Europe and North America to suffer from natural disasters. The number of people affected by natural disasters in our region is nearly 50% more than the global average. And while natural disasters will undoubtedly affect everyone, women and children are 14 times more likely to be victims of natural disasters than men in societies where gender inequalities exist. And the international data further shows that natural disasters may also affect rich people, but their impact on the poor is much bigger. The tendency of increasing natural disasters poses severe challenges to the realization of MDGs, and particularly to food security, poverty reduction, and environmental protection. China is one of the countries in the world frequently hit by natural disasters. In 2008, I think you may all know that, Wenchuan in our Sichuan province was hit by earthquake. According to incomplete statistics, over 80,000 people were killed and missing. I don't have the exact number of how many women were killed and missing, but I do have a figure in Sichuan province alone. In Sichuan province, around 11,668 women were killed and missing in the earthquake. However, women are not just helpless victims, they are powerful agents of change. When the earthquake hit Wenchuan, all Chinese women took swift actions and joined in relief efforts. At forefront, women are seen everywhere. They are policewomen, women doctors, women nurses, women teachers. Women's federations at all levels were helping women in particular. ACWF, that's the organization I represent, raised the relief funds and the goods of over 300 million Chinese women. Women's federations in Jiangsu province alone raised the funds and goods of over 65 million men. What should be noted is that it was women's federations who were the first to bring the goods women and the children needed most specifically, like milk powder and napkins. Women's federations also organized experts to give psychological counseling, and very soon started projects to help local women rebuild their homes. In China, equality between women and men has been defined as a basic state policy. So in reconstructions and in relief efforts, women's organizations work to promote the government to bring women's role into full play, promote the consideration of women's women's special needs and the protection of women's rights and interests, and also enhancement of their capability to cope with various disasters. To implement MDGs, Beijing Platform for Action, and the CEDAW, from 2001, the Chinese government was also making efforts to make policies and programs gender sensitive as much as possible. For instance, incorporating gender perspectives into poverty monitoring systems, increasing funds for reduction of poverty among women, and assisted women to earn more income through various programs, including micro-credit schemes, education and training, counterparty assistance. And the government also gives much importance to women's role in environmental protection. Talking about Wenchuan earthquake, however, well, we saw tremendous efforts taken by governments, by various social forces to rescue survivors and to help victims. We also noted that women's needs were not fully addressed or considered at the very initial stage of the relief efforts, like the ones I mentioned just now, in the milk project needed by the kids. So in April 2009, the All China Women's Federation and the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction jointly held an international conference on gender and the disaster risk reduction. It was the first of its kind ever convened by the United Nations. High-level officials from UN, high-level government officials responsible for disaster relief from various countries, NGO representatives, experts attended the conference. And it is our hope that the outcome of this conference can make a difference. As I mentioned earlier, that after the earthquake, women's foundations started many projects to help women to rebuild their lives and to restart their productions, and also help women to build their homelands. And there's a five-year project funded by Japan. This is carried out by All China Women's Federation, which is to train psychological counselors for disaster victims. There are also projects funded by UN entities on education and training. We also have projects funded by agencies and organizations of many countries, France, USA, Sweden, to name only a few. So I would like to take this opportunity to express our sincere gratitude for all our foreign friends who give us valuable support when Wenchuan was hit by the earthquake, and also in our post-quake reconstructions. Chinese women and women's federations will remember your valuable support forever. Thank you for your attention. Mm.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.